Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
You are listening live from one of the most fun places anybody could be on a Saturday in December, a liquor store. Not just any liquor store, folks. It is the massive, gigantic, goody-goody liquor, wines, and spirits. Central Houston, Texas, 6401 Woodway, near Voss, to be more exact, as my show. 20 years, 20th holiday season I've been doing this. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm so old. Michael Garfield, just like that booming voice said, it's called the High Tech Texan Show, but if you've tuned in for the past, almost 12, 15 plus years, we talk, so much more. Other than technology, we talk liquor, we talk brown water, and we are here on behalf of my good friends at Ruddles Mill, Kentucky Straight Bourbon and Kentucky Rye, which we're sampling, and we'll get into that. Don't worry. But it is anything that you want to talk about, we are here for you. I got Callum back in the studio. I'm here for the next 2 hours, and we do invite you to come by. That's why we take the show on the road, because we want to see you. We want to tell you happy holidays, and we want to sample some great products, not just some really great bourbon and rye, but also some wonderful barbecue from my guy Judeus at True Boy Barbecue. This is the place, True, T-R-U-B-O-Y, B-B-Q, where you can go online and you can package up a box. They ship it anywhere in the country, gets there in a day or two, and it is smoked meats, but we're sampling that here. But we have a lot of fun. Some of the things that we are going to yap about today, other than your calls and all of your emails that we're going to get on Twitter, handle is High Tech Texan, spell the whole thing out. Instagram, High Tech Texan, spell the whole thing out. HighTechTexan.com, you know how to get there too. You can reach me, you can ask me questions. But we are going to talk about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, since this is, I guess this is the first show that we've been back, certainly since Cyber Monday. How was your Black Friday? Did you get any good deals? And how about Cyber Monday? Let's start breaking this down here to get into the content, and we'll continue with all the fun stuff with all the people just streaming into this store buying. Look at that. The wine section's over there, people. The beer's behind me, and this is the only bourbon you need. There's tons of it right here. They're on sale, and they're going quick. This is Ruddles Mill Bourbon. It's a fun Saturday. It's not Black Friday. Black Friday this year, for the first time ever, online sales dipped for the first time ever. Now, this is according to mostly one company who follows the estimates. It's Adobe, believe it or not. They actually follow the estimates. The Black Friday online sales generally tend to climb ever higher each and every year as people grow comfortable with shopping from home. But apparently not this time around. The estimate combined Black Friday and Thanksgiving Day internet sales saw their first ever overall year-over-year decline, dipping from $9 billion last year to $8.9 billion this year. Okay, listen, stop freaking out. That's not a massive drop. But a number of people maybe see it as a sign of a shifting trend. Now, what could be the trend? Well, maybe the dip reflected a shift toward earlier shopping. As you, buyers, you took advantage of internet deals. If you go back, I saw a lot of internet deals starting in October. I mean, if you think about it, why cram your shopping into a single day, Black Friday, when you could take advantage of discounts weeks or maybe a month in advance? All right, tons of it. I think the products people were buying changed as the weekend progressed. I think Black Friday sales, I was scanning them all for you, and I was doing the show the Saturday after, and I was on this is why you follow me on Twitter. Instant pots everywhere, air fryers, toys. Saturday, I saw a lot of AirPods and a lot of wireless head ear pods. iPads, kind of a low-level, entry-level, pads. TVs, you know, big name TVs, Samsung, I saw Vizio, I saw TCL, game sales, they were there, they were doing with Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Just Dance 2022, they were on sale too. I think, and one other thing that I thought was really neat, if you shop, and I remember, I don't do a ton of online shopping, but when I shop, I mostly do it, well, do you do it from your phone or do you do it from your desktop or do you from your laptop? Where do you do it? It's very easily trackable what device you're shopping from. And Adobe, who counts these things, they noticed that more people were comfortable making that final purchase from their phones. Now, a lot of Black Friday shoppers, we browse on our phones before sitting down at our desktop computer. Mobile purchases directly from that phone where you finally, you know, buy right now, buy me now, was about 45% of all the online Black Friday sales this year. Now, that's significant because that's about a 10% jump from last year. Now, don't be surprised if many people never touch a computer for their holiday shopping in the areas ahead. So, read into this. Michael, is this the death of the desktop computer? No, it's not. But we are getting more and more accustomed to using our phones, these handheld devices, mobile devices, for browsing and searching. We bookmark them. Then we do a little bit more research, maybe because we want to see the products on a larger screen. We want a close-up of the sweater, maybe the tennis shoe, maybe something that we're going to buy. Nowadays, we're like, you know what? Screw it. I know if I have Amazon Prime, I'm going to be able to return it for free. I don't want to bookmark it. I need to hurry up and get it now. Let's do it from our phones. We're getting more comfortable from shopping for our phones, and I'd like to take full credit for that because this is some of the fun things that I've talked about year over year. I remember when Black Friday, I used to tell people how to shop on Black Friday for years. And I remember, okay, here's what you need to do. You want to get a dedicated credit card for your online shopping just in case that one's stolen and it doesn't hurt your credit. I have been through so many advices and tips of protecting yourself online. I think, again, I'm taking all credit for this, but there's a lot of people. And I think you, as consumers, listeners, viewers of my show for 20 years, you understand how to do it right now. You know what not to give out, you not to click on some of these links. It's as much as you can. I'm going to be here to remind you for these things. But the fact is you can use these phones to do it. And if you don't have a phone, why don't you get in the car the old-fashioned way and go to your physical store? Feel free to mask up if you want to. I'm not getting into the whole Omicron. And I tell you, you know what? I will tell you this. This is not how I wanted to learn the Greek alphabet. All right? I know the liability. What's the last one? The last letter is Omega? I thought it was a Zeta. I don't want to get there, man. Stop. What happens when we run out of Greek letters? Like hurricanes, if they run out of A to Z, they start going to Greek letters. I'm just freaked out about this. Thing is, though, if you're vaccinated, good for you. If you're not, mask up. We'd appreciate it. But we still invite you into the store right now. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back. We'll give you a little bit more play-by-play of what we're doing here. Some cocktails that we're making, some barbecue that we're throwing out. If you do need to get out and want to get out and you want to come see us, this is a great excuse because liquor stores, they are, it's just so fun walking and shopping in December through these liquor stores because a lot of these gift packs are, they have glasses packaged together and there's a lot of sales and discounts and you've got people like me and my buddy Ken from Ruddles Mill. We are pouring samples right now. 6401 Woodway Drive, right next to, right across the street from the Second Baptist Church near Voss. It's the High Tech Texan Show. Come out and have some fun with it. We are back a few Saturdays before Christmas on the long-running High Tech Texan Show. Happy Saturday morning if you are in and around Houston. I expect to see you right here because we have taken the show on the road. One of my favorite places, it's certainly this time of year, liquor stores around Christmas time are, it's, you know what? This is the adult FAO Schwartz. It's adult. I mean, it's just so fun, man. There's samples, there's festivities, there's a lot of these packaging, you know, they package fun little extras with get glasses and goblets. But you know what? When I take my show, I make sure we do have some samples and we're at the Goody store. And if you're not familiar, it is a massive 30,000 square foot, beautiful liquor store, Woodway, just near Voss, right across the street. Look at that. I'm looking at it right now from the Second Baptist Church. That should actually give you an idea of where we are. You can't miss it. Come on in. We will be on the air until 1 p.m. Central, another hour and 45 or so. And most importantly, you can't miss this when we walk in, because I am surrounded by bottles of Ruddles Mill, the bourbon and the rye. Longtime fan of Ruddles Mill. So I put together a deal where we are sampling it. And I've talked about it. Every time I do a live broadcast, we were at Fire Disc a few weeks ago. We were sampling it too. And so come get a little holiday cheer, because I got my buddy, Ken Eccles. Ken is with Ruddles Mill. He's got his, he's playing Santa Claus over here. Oh, let me grab him. I know. Ken, hurry up. Fill the cup. Come. There you go. Okay. But you know what? Pour me one while you're at it. There you go. Come over here. Hey, buddy. What's going on, man? You are busy this early in the morning, aren't you?
Well, it's good. Good time to be busy. I mean, it's the holiday season, so why not start drinking early?
So. Define early, man. I mean, early for some people, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, it's brunch. It's brunch drinking. So
it is brunch drinking. Listen, I've had you on the show many a times as you've continued to really take this brand here around Texas and certainly in the Houston area, and you have got it in a number of different restaurants and obviously at the goody stores. They're flying off the shelves, and we're surrounded. I'm in a winter wonderland, man. Look at all the bottles that you brought today to make sure that we're selling out.
Well, you know, we can't have a tasting without make sure we have plenty of bottles for everybody to take home. So
that's right. All right. So you're tasting right now. And so we've got the straight Kentucky rye, but you've also got the straight Kentucky bourbon. If people do want to come and just, you know, try a straight shot, neat, as we said, you're more than happy to pour them a little sample, but you're also over here, you're mixing some cocktails too. And a lot of people do like their brown water mix. So what are some of your concoctions I'm looking at over here?
So we're showcasing a cocktail for the bourbon, which is our spinoff of an old fashioned. We call it the old Ruddle. So we substitute simple syrup for dry Curacao. So, it's a great little twist, and everybody likes a little squeeze of orange zest in their old fashioned anyway. So the Curacao just adds just a different component to it. So not as sweet as an old fashioned, but definitely a lot more flavor, especially when my favorite bitters in the whole wide world, we're using Bogart's bitters in there as well. So we're really, it's really amping up the old fashioned cocktail.
You know, it's funny you talk about this. I'm a big bitters guy. I've talked about bitters for many, many years of mixing it. And I tell people, do not sleep on bitters. Bitters, just a dash or a splash of bitters adds so much, but not all bitters is bitters. And you taught me this, Ken. This is called Bogart's Bitters. And I never heard of it until maybe about 4 months ago. This is the original, I'm talking the original OG bitters, aren't they?
Yes. So it's the first bitters ever mentioned in a cocktail book.
Wow.
So the cocktail book dates back to 1862. Mm-hmm. So the company who started the bitters for the Bitter Truth actually has a bottle from the early 1900s, late 1800s with content. So it took them 10 years to replicate that bitters.
My goodness. They sell it here at Goody Goody?
Sell it here at Goody Goody. So when you you can take home the cocktail that you tried. So you can buy all the ingredients here for the cocktail.
I like it.
Yeah, and that's the bourbon. And then we are showcasing my favorite, my favorite cocktail period is the Manhattan. So we're using our Ruddles Mill rye. It's a very, very spicy rye, high content rye. So it's 95% rye, but it just blows up a Manhattan. And again, we're using the Antica sweet vermouth, which is my favorite vermouth. And then again, a little Bogart's bitter. So again, you can get them all here at Goody Goody. Come try the Manhattan, come try the old Ruddle, and then come try them straight. Either way, I don't really care. Just as long as you try it.
Standing here with Ken Eccles, we're at Goody Goody 6401 Woodway, right near Voss, and you can't miss it. Huge store. Obviously, great, you know, it's just different, you know, Goody Goody's behalf. They got a lot more than their Ruddles, but there's just the wine, as far as they can see. They've got beer, they've got so many other cocktail mixtures. If not for my radio show, I would sleep in on Saturday, but this place is massively packed, because this is, I think people are finally getting out. You know, last year was such an anomaly with COVID that no one was going to parties. I see people over there. Look, you know, the wine aisle in right over here by our bourbon aisle over too. People are just grabbing things. I mean, it's a holiday cheer gift giving season. And what a great gift is to give liquor.
It's my favorite gift to get. So you can never upset anybody by giving a bottle of bourbon or rye or any liquor to that matter.
By the way, did you try these sandwiches right here from True Boy? Did you try my boy's barbecue sandwiches?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm on a little diet, so I got to pick off and just eat the meat. So
so to wash down the great Ruddles Mill cocktails, we've got Jadeus and his great samples from True Boy Barbecue, and they're giving away a barbecue pack. But there's a lot of stuff going on. If Ken, I got to applaud you because you're multitasking. Not only are you here, you're talking to me on the radio, but you're simultaneously with your left hand. You're pouring a bottle to make. You've done this a few years.
It helps that I was a bartender for several years beforehand. So I am able to multitask and talk and pour and drink at the same time. I can do all three.
As a former bartender, people think sometimes cocktails are a little difficult to make. And in all fairness, listen, the more ingredients that you have to go buy them. You got to make sure that, they haven't been sitting on the shelf for a while in your home like that. Give me one of the easiest. I'm talking a simple cocktail for the holidays that people can use, with your bourbon or rye.
Actually, the Manhattan's three ingredients: bitter, sweet vermouth, and rye. So you can't get much easier than that. Other ones, if you want to go, holiday-esque, you can do just bourbon and apple cider, which is a great combo, especially if you make the kind of that apple cider make it a hot toddy. I know it's winter in Texas, it's 77 damn degrees, but eventually we're going to get down to 60, I believe, one day.
One day is going to be good. Real quick, before I let you go, you got a gorgeous Manhattan. Quickly, you've got to tell people, explain about these cherries. I've had cherries in my cocktails, but brother, these things are steroid cherries. They are so dang good. What are these?
So Marasca maraschino cherries. So they are, they're kind of the OG of cherries, really. Them and Luxardo kind of started this whole business, but Luxardo, and people don't understand, Luxardo and Marasca were the same company until the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Then Luxardo and Marasca split way. So Luxardo moved to Italy, Marasca stayed in Croatia. For the longest time, we didn't produce cherries. We produced the liqueurs that the cherries make. And then we finally got off our butts and decided, let's produce a cherry. All of our cherries are estate grown. We're not outsourcing, so they're all ours. They're a bigger, plumper cherry. I challenge you to come try cherry and tell me they are not better than Luxardo. Challenge you. If you tell me that they're wrong, then we'll come on. So maybe I'll get you a hat or a t-shirt or something. But yeah, I'm not going to lose that bet.
It's this rich thickness, which I've never described a cherry like this, but it adds so much flavor to the thing. But at a point, if you want to taste them, I'll be here. Ken will be here for the next hour and a half. But Goody Goodies, they're open here tonight, I believe, until 9 o'clock. Close tomorrow because that's how our state of Texas works. So get your butts here. Kenny boy, listen, congrats on the success. I've had I continue to have a fun time helping roll out this Ruddles Mill. And I hope we sell out all these bottles. And so I'm just standing here with nakedness.
Yeah, hey, and come on by because I've got t-shirts, hats, I've got barbecue sauce, and I've got cherries to pass out. So I got some little tchotchkes and swag for those who come up and maybe buy a bottle, and maybe I'll get you something.
Bonus, so. If you could spell tchotchkes, I'll give you another tchotchke. But I'm going to give Ken some bonus points for using the word tchotchkes on the High Tech Texan Show. All right, hey, go back to pouring cocktails, Ken. I got a drug radio show to do.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We continue. This is fun. No, it's just, hey, how you doing? A lot of people are coming up. Oh, they're taking some hats over here. It is fun. So if you're out driving around, we're not far from the Galleria area. Put in Goody. That's G-O-O-D-Y, G-O-O-D-Y, right across from Second Baptist Church, Woodway, not too far from Voss, and we're having a good time. Pick up a lot of stuff, obviously, for your holiday gift-giving season, but absolutely, once you try some Ruddles Mill, either the bourbon or the rye, you're probably going to walk away with a bottle or two. We're going to continue the High Tech Texan Show coming up next. I will continue to count down some of my favorite products that I've tested this year that, well, let's just hope they're not on the slow boat to China where you can get them in the next 2 weeks for Christmas. Michael Barker right here, KPRC Radio in Houston and around the world on iHeart Radio. Bottom of the first hour. Appreciate you hanging in there with me, no matter where you are, no matter how you are listening. We thank you for tuning in, especially if you're listening terrestrially on KPRC 950 AM. That's amplitude modulation, by the way. That's in Houston. Based in Houston, it goes all the way to Galveston. What's up, Galvey people? I hope you're heading to come see me right here. We are at the Goody Goody Liquor, Spirits, and Wine location, kind of in the heart of Houston. We'll be here to 1 o'clock. We're here on behalf of Ruddles Mill. Oh, this is good. It's good. It's good. We're taking pictures here during the breakdown of the commercials. people are coming in, they're trying it. They've heard me, Michael, I have heard you talk about this Ruddles Mill bourbon and whiskey. Can I try some of this? And everybody's walking away. You've got, you know, the bottle's available for purchase, but we're going to give you a sample. And somebody just walked out with a case of them. A case. They're going to give them for holiday gifts. You know, I'm a bourbon guy, I will tell you this. And one of the neat things that I find pride in is people ask me, hey, give me something new I've never heard of. Let me try something. And other than your tried and true. And, you know, once every year or two, I'll come up with something. Hey, this is a good price point. I like it. It's got a good, mash, which is the build of how they start it. It's got a good proof. And I found it Ruddles Mill. It's kind of like my favorite here, certainly since I discovered it. When was it? Was it June of this year? And I've been all over it. And so now I've been, it's semi-spokesperson, but I'm certainly drink it. It's my regular pour. Come down and get a bottle or two or 10, but certainly try it. We also got True Boy Barbecue. What are those? Judeus, are those pulled pork sliders on those Hawaiian bread? Oh my God. Truboy. That's how you spell True Boy Barbecue. Based here in, you're in the southwest part of Houston. They're passing this out, and this is fun because what you can do, and again, my job is to tell you gift ideas, whatever. Give the gift that keeps on giving year-round, Clark, not the Jelly of the Month Club. If you have friends who live outside our great state of Texas and they yearn for good Texas barbecue, what True Boy Barbecue does, they smoke meats. So they've got a turkey here, they've got brisket, they've got ribs, they've got sausage, they've even got their own bottle of sauce. You can kind of, you know, pick and choose online of what you want to ship. They've got this beautiful, great pack. I mean, listen, Jedi, she did a great job packaging in this. It's a styrofoam container. Gets you instructions of how to heat these things up. Remember, these are pre-cooked. So all you need to do is put it in the oven. You can put it on your smoker. You can actually sous vide the thing. You could pour hot water in. Is this right? You could pour the hot water into the styrofoam container and sous vide it. Just, you know, in the package. Brilliant stuff. So do I. They're giving out samples right now. And go ahead and buy some and get these. By the way, we're 21 days, 3 weeks. Is Christmas on a set? Oh my goodness, my show is going to be on the Saturday. Christmas, 3 weeks from today. Bah humbug. I will still be here. It's actually perfect if you think about it, because my show is at 11 a.m. We do it live at 11 a.m. If you're listening on podcast, well, it's whenever and wherever you want to be. So when you open your gifts on Christmas morning, kids, parents, and you look at it and you're like, this sucks, man. I didn't want this. I need to exchange it for something. Why don't you call my show on Christmas morning? And I'm going to give you I'm going to tell it like it is. This is what you should be, you know, you should exchange it for this. Because I think that back in the day, you know, we talked about it in the first segment of my show today. The biggest holiday shopping day of the year was this past Monday, Cyber Monday, allegedly. The busiest shopping day of the year in stores, I remember, and this is well before Black Friday became a thing, and maybe, 20 years ago. It was the day after Christmas, or 2 days after Christmas, when the stores reopened again, because everybody was returning their gift. And 28, my show's been around 20 years, and I always had fun the my first show after Christmas. It was like, what'd you get? Sucks. All right, return it, and you need to get this TV instead of this TV. You need to get, you know, this laptop instead of this laptop. So anyway, I'm more than happy to actually play the spoiler. And you can disguise your voice just in case your family member who gave you that gift is listening to the show and they don't have to know it's you. So anyway, that's what's going on. We are 3 weeks away, but come on down and join us here at Goody Goody. I talk about cars a lot too. Cars are scarce right now. New cars are scarce just because of the supply chain, because of the chips that are manufactured, whatever excuse you want. But I am a big car guy, a vehicle guy, car, truck, SUV. For 15 years, I've been a member of the Texas Auto Writers Association. And on a weekly basis, I get to test drive something new directly from the manufacturer. I do not endorse a dealer here. I can't really get you a GARF deal at a dealership. But what I can do, I can give you seriously an unbiased opinion over cars and trucks that I drive. Easily, obviously, I drive over at least 52 brand new ones on a given year. Every year and again, the ones I get, they have the Michigan, mostly have Michigan plates because they're built in Michigan. So anyway, over the past week or two, I've had some trucks. I had a Chevy Silverado about 2 weeks ago, and I like Chevy. It's good. And the Silverado, and this was kind of a tricked out, neat model because it had the neat GMC tailgate, you know, the one that folds up like a Lego. And it was nice. Not a lot of bells and whistles. And it's, I'm going to call the Chevy Silverado the workhorse. It's comfy, but it works great if you really do want to schlep some things, if you are working. I mean, if you're just a city cowboy who just kind of wants to ride around above other people, you know, because, you know, trucks are very tall. And, you know, maybe occasionally you want to throw some golf clubs in there. Maybe you go out to a buddy's ranch. Maybe you got your own ranch just on a weekend, but you don't really haul or tow anything. That's where you get a little bit more comfy. This past week, I've had the Ram Rebel. Okay, now we're talking. So I literally went in a matter of 3 minutes when the companies were switching them. I went from a Chevy Silverado to a Ram Rebel. And it's amazing the difference that you can tell when you drive things back to back to back. You know, I make notes, I take videos, I take pictures, so I can remember some things. But generally, I'm going to go into a car, then as a sedan, then as an SUV, then I get a truck. But I went from a truck to a truck, and it was astounding within the first minute that I sat in the Ram Rebel of how different it was from the Chevy Silverado. The Ram Rebel. Now, the Rebel is an upgraded, pimped-out version of the Ram 1500. Now, notice I don't say Dodge. If you haven't been following the auto industry for years and years, it has been, what, 10 years since they took the Dodge name off the Ram. It used to be the Dodge Ram. Now it's the Ram. All right, so let's just call it the Ram. Don't use the word Dodge. Okay? There's a Dodge Durango. There's a Dodge Charger. There's a Dodge Challenger. And then there's the Rams. Rams are the trucks, all right? There's trivia of the day if you didn't know that. So the Ram 1500, a very solid, and they've got several different trims and versions too if you want something. And I think Ram is great. I like the way they look. They've got, they got the Hemi engine, a lot of good torque. Whether you want the V8, they've got something lower than that. Now, if you want upgraded models, let's just say, and again, I'm trying not to confuse you, let's look at Ford. Now, you know, you've heard of Ford F-150, probably the best-selling truck out there for many, many years in terms of sales. But if you really want to trick out your Ford F-150, you get the F-150 Raptor, all right? It's the Ford F-150, but it's got different leather inside. It's got a little different, it's kind of black matted, things on the outside, your bumpers. It's got, a few more accoutrements. There you go. This is your Ram Rebel. You got a Ram 1500 Ram Rebel. So anyway, get back on point. I get the Ram Rebel, Ram 1500 Rebel GT Crew Cab. Phenomenal. It's a fun. And the first word that came to my mind is fun. I'm not dissing the Chevy Silverado because I think they've been solid without a doubt. It's just more fun than Silverado. This, the Rebel has got the unbelievable 12-inch vertical screen with the Uconnect system. And I'm telling you right now, and there's no two ways about it, I'm a big infotainment guy. I like experiencing what goes on the inside of a vehicle. And I look at the touch screen. Does it have the satellite radio? Does it have the heat seaters? Does it have knobs? Because if it doesn't have at least some knobs, I'm not doing the whole touch screen thing. I need a volume knob so I can quickly turn down or turn up the volume if I hear a good tune, all right? I don't need to futz around. That's F-U-T-Z, by the way. That's futzing around, as we call it. With where's the slider to the volume or whatever? No. You don't want to do that. So this has a 12-inch gorgeous touchscreen that Ram has in a lot of their upgraded models of their trucks. This has it on there too. It was comfortable. 5.7-liter V8 Hemi, just unbelievable. It was fast. This was flame red is what it's called. They had a nice black interior. The easy get in to the back, the tailgate, it was very nice. The base price of the Ram Rebel, $51,000. The way I tested it, $71,000. And this is where you have to decide, man, am I spending $71,000 on a tricked out truck? Listen, if you've got the money, and if you know you're going to have this thing for a long time, and if you think, man, if I can even find one of these, I'm going to flip it because I'm going to make some money because they're so hard to find. Good. Get the whole thing. Do you need everything in there? Did you need the whole Rebel 12 performance package, the equipment group that comes with it, with the 4G hotspot and everything? Yay, maybe not. But these are the ones I get to test. So feel free, open phone lines right now. If you do, it's 713-212-5950. For some reason, you do come up and you want to come to Goody Goody. You can see what I'm driving right now. I've got a beautiful Toyota Corolla. It's nice black, and I'm more than happy to give you a test drive. We're going to take a break as we come back live from Goody Goody, 6401 Woodway, cocktail time. Michael Garfield. We're back at it. It's radio host time. Been doing this for 2 decades right now. It's called the High Tech Texan Show, but we talk so much about all consumer products. While I still wonder how come I was not a college football coach. Well, I tell you what, who's had a better week than the college football coach? College football, man, this past week, unbelievable. Started off with, my Texas Longhorns 8 days ago. We won our final game. Your Michigan's win over Ohio State the Saturday after tea giving. That was beautiful. I mean, it was a snow game. Harbaugh needed to win that. And I had no rooting interest, but I just felt good. I was good for college football. And then all hell broke loose on Sunday. Lincoln Riley, goodbye. Goodbye. And you know what? I got to tell you, as a Longhorn fan, that Sunday when Lincoln Riley announced he was leaving as the coach of OU, that probably was the best day of the Texas Longhorns football season this year. I am not kidding you. Lincoln Riley, such a good coach. The Horns have just not been able to win against him. Goodbye, man. Good rinse. That was USC got a good coach. Then you got Brian Kelly, $9.5 million a year for a 10-year deal. But no, here I am sitting on a Saturday at a liquor store just talking away for 2 hours. You know what? It's at least I have my real hair and it's not even gray. So maybe that's the change. We are live at Goody Goody Liquor Store. The crowd's continuing as we get to the noon hour, pouring in. Holiday gift giving time. Tonight you may have a holiday party. You got to give them something. You can't go to a house without walking in with something. Come by, sample some Ruddles Mill bourbon or rye. Get one or two bottles to go. This dude just walked out with a case. Another person just walked out with two bottles of rye, one bottle of just a typical bourbon. It's a nice gift. I think they have gift wrapping here. They have gift bags somewhere back in one of the aisles. But come over. It's Woodway at Voss, right across from Second Baptist Church. I'll be here at the 1 p.m. We've got barbecue to give away from True Boy, and it's a lot of fun. If for some reason you're not able to come here now before 1 o'clock in central Houston, if you're up north near the Conroe area, Conroe, Texas, which is north of the Woodlands, I got something for you to take the kids to. It's going to be maybe around for maybe one more hour today because it started a few hours ago. It is Lakeside Conroe Wonderland. This is the brand new development by Wanbridge Homes. These are these gorgeous homes that they build that you can rent. You cannot buy them, you rent them. It's the new thing. They build to rent. Anyway, they're opening up their model home at 9910 Crescent Cove Drive in Montgomery, Texas. You know what? Just go to lakesideconroe.com, lakesideconroe.com. They have snow out there on the lawn. Santa is there. Can you believe Santa's already making his round, kids? Santa is there taking pictures. There's crafts for the kids to make. They have a massive, I just saw a picture, holiday cookie display with cookies that you could take home. They've got seasonal beverages, and they got a little petting zoo. How fun is this? Hurry and get out there. Again, lakesideconroe.com, and take a tour of some of the homes they are building. It's a great area to move in. Maybe it's your second home. Maybe it's a weekend home. Or maybe, you know, you sell your home because it's top dollar for houses right now. You don't want to buy one? Why don't you rent one? Wanbridge, Wanbridge. That's the company that builds them. But specifically, get up to Lakeside Conroe, like right now. I mean, it's in the next hour. They're wrapping things up. We do continue the HTT show. As we get to the end of the year, it's always fun seeing the list, the end of the year list. What was the number one song? What was the most streamed song? And who was the number one author? And who sold more books or whatever? I always get a kick and I start listing these things out. There's one that has the word of the year. the word of the, and you know, Webster's got their word of the year, and there's just several words of the year. And I've never heard of this dictionary, but it's called the Collins Dictionary. C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Collins Dictionary. They have their word of the year. Okay, so it's, let's just say this. It's a technology-based type of dictionary. If you could think of the technology term, high-tech, electronics, something like that, what do you I'm going to give you 10 seconds. What do you think the word of the year is? Okay? I'll give you some that were in the top five. Metaverse. Okay, I like it. Meta or Metaverse. Well, Facebook, as we know, their parent company changed this name to Meta. Metaverse, that was a big one. Here's one. Can I say this? What does this even mean? I should look it up before I say the word chuggy. Is that how you say it? C-H-E-U-G-Y, chuggy. I if someone could tell me the meaning of chuggy in like 10 seconds, I'll give them a bottle of Ruddles Mel, but you got to be here at Goody Good. This is why you come here. I have no clue what chuggy is. Callum, could you look that up and whisper in my ear, what is this? No clue. God, I hope it's not a bad word. The word of the year. This is interesting because to me, it's not a word. It's an acronym. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Collins Dictionary, the word of the year, NFT. NFT. Non-fungible token. There it is. And if you don't know what it is, you are not alone. I have tried to describe NFT since March. I understand what it is. I don't get it. I should get it because there's a lot of money to make. What it is, as simply as I can, it's a unique digital certificate that's registered in a blockchain that's used to record ownership of an asset. And it could be a piece of art. It could be a collectible. Right? Non-fungible. It's a stupid word. It's a stupid initial. But there you go. More people are talking about NFTs. I think my oldest son, he's living in SoCal right now. He's trying to get into NFTs and figure it out. It's big. The NFL is getting, the NBA big time has been into them. Like, who owns the video snippet of LeBron James dunking a classic dunk on something? Well, I would think the either NBA owns that right, or NBA on TNT owns it, or ESPN, whoever broadcasts it. Technically, one person can buy this at an auction, and you, sir, or you, ma'am, are the actual owner of this. It's like an actual trading card. You know how you could have a trading card? Oh my goodness, I got a Honus Wagner. You know, here's a Babe Ruth trading card. Here's Carlos Correa. Houston Astros, which will be a collectible one day trading card. It's nothing physical. It's non-fungible. All right? That's what an NFT. Anyway, I've killed too much, and I've probably lost half the audience on that. Congratulations. NFT is going to be the word of the year. Probably next week, Google will announce the most searched terms. Something tells me it could be Omicron. It could be NFT. It could be Chuggy. And by the way, the fact is I'm still on the air right now. Maybe Chuggy is actually not that big of a deal. Matter of fact, okay, is this guy coming up and telling me what Chuggy is? What is Chuggy? What is it? It's a lifestyle trend associated with millennials. Chuggies are people who are referred to as Chugs. Okay, that's a new one to me. Oh, examples. If you're obsessed with Apple products, you're a Chug. If you're a Disney, oh, I love this. If you're a Disney adult, you're a Chug. Greg Doxakis, speaking of the industry and the liquor, you are a Chug on steroids. Uh-oh, you're a Chug if you wear skinny jeans. I'm kind of Chug sometime. I'm losing weight so I can fit into skinny jeans. If you buy Starbucks merchandise, you're a Chuggy. Okay, there's a new one. Okay, we're taking a break, top of the hour. Somebody come up here to me at the Goody Goody store during the break, and I want you to use the word chuggy in a sense, and I'm going to give you a gift from Ruddles Mill, Ruddles Mill Bourbon. Chuggy, C-H-E-U-G-Y, one of the top three words of the year, according to Collins Dictionary, whatever that is. All right, when we come back next hour, I am going going to give you some other holidays, what to do and where to go around Houston, including an unbelievable brand new first time ever holiday lights. And it's not the zoo. It's not Galveston. You are going to love this. I really had a good time when I was there. Plus more of your answers and calls. And if you're into some really cool toys and you can't find them, I'm going to tell you some sneaky ways of which you can get them and some ideas. If you've got a lot of money, your kids are going to be impressed because you're going to get a really good new toy or two. I love this. I just saw this come across the wire. Michael Garfield, first hour in the books, live from Goody Goody, Woodway and Voss here in Houston. We'll be right back.
Is Michael Garfield? Michael
Garfield's
joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
You know what time it is. We are halfway through the show, and we are halfway to happy hour, but I'm actually going to call myself out. Happy hour started way long ago because we are doing the show live right now from a massive liquor, spirits, and wine store in Houston. It is Goody Goody, kind of on the west side, just west of the Galleria, 6401 Woodway, right across from the Second Baptist Church, and you know where that is. And is there anything better than walking out of church on a Saturday? Is there church on a Saturday? I don't know. If there are, walk across the street, come say hi to your best friend Garf, and have a cocktail. It's on me, and it's on my buddy Ken here, who runs Ruddle's Mill. It is Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. They also have Kentucky Straight Rye. They're giving you some samples of an Old Fashioned. Here's a Manhattan, and I am surrounded. Well, when we started the show an hour ago, I was surrounded by cases and cases of Ruddle's Mill bottles, and they're halfway gone right now. The store's open at 9. I expect they're going to be gone by then, but it is wonderful. If you haven't tried these, you're always looking for, if you're a big brown water person, you love some bourbon, maybe you love some rye, try this. This is good. Perfect time because we're giving you free samples if you are of age, 21 or above, of course. And then walk out. They've got really good deals. Get a bottle or two. You're going to a holiday party now, tonight, tomorrow, between now and the end of the year. Certainly stock up on this. And it's right here for the next, I'll be here for the next hour. And then the store will be open today. Sadly, the store is not open tomorrow. State of Texas just does not have it together when it comes for hard liquor. Love my state. The word Texas and Texan, it's in my moniker. Come on, man. What other state has corn chips shaped like our state? I've got a belt buckle shaped like the state of Texas. All right? We love us. We have no state income tax. Half of California is moving to our great state. This is beautiful. But buyer beware, you cannot go into a liquor store on Sundays because they are not open. Oh, don't even get me started. You could buy beer and wine in grocery stores on Sunday, but you have to wait to 12 o'clock, which is not good because if you're watching the Texans game, by the way, the Texans always play at 12 o'clock because it's the early game and they suck. You're not going to be able to get to the grocery store till 3. What kind of liquor backwards? Does that make sense? Anyway, come to Goody Goody because we're liquor forward right now. I digress. Big first hour. We talked about some trucks I was reviewing. I was really having fun. My job is to review cars and trucks and autos. I was in a Chevy Silverado and a Ram Rebel the past week or two. I gave you my little play-by-play how that works. If you want to go back, Callum, who is back in the studio coordinating everything, he's going to have that on podcast as soon as we end up here about 1 o'clock Central Time. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I'm getting a lot of emails asking me if this was a good deal. For the most part, it seems there were some good deals to be had, and you guys were pretty smart. You did your research. Black Friday, the online part of Black Friday, I gave you the stats. They kind of dipped down by a little. I wouldn't be too worried. I mean, listen, they could have dipped down by a lot. But the reason I think the Black Friday / Thanksgiving, even Cyber Monday, sales were not massively stellar, it's because stores online and the brick and mortars, they put stuff on sale back in October. I mean, Black Friday has become Black November. And you're going to see sales continue to go here as we, you know, get closer and closer to Christmas. We are 3 weeks to Christmas as we do the live show right now. If you're looking for something for kids, I saw this. Elon Musk doesn't need any more cash, but I love the guy, how he's out there. He's got his cojones. He's not afraid to tweet, to talk. Obviously, he does. He's got his, you know, rocket ship that's blasting off and, you know, the space race with the billionaires. The Tesla plant moving it to Texas. The headquarters of Tesla moving to our great state, by the way. Elon, if you're going to get some liquor, do it on any of the, do it on a Saturday. Come to Goody Goody, but you're not going to do it on a Sunday when you get to Texas. There's this news. One of the big hot new rumors about a year ago is Tesla was coming out, and they do make good electric cars. They were coming out with an electric truck called, what was it? The Tesla Cybertruck. It's their futuristic take on the pickup truck. And if you've seen design, and I think there's one prototype made, it is something out of Star Wars and a Marvel comic book. It is crazy looking. People, I think, are already putting money down to buy these things, when and if they're ever going to be produced. I don't think they're that. I just think they're almost over the top crazy looking. But, you know, if you're a Elon Tesla fan, you're going to get it. Well, check this out. Tesla, it's not out yet. I put this on my web. Go to Twitter. High Tech Texan, spelled the whole thing out. They just came out with a mini Cybertruck toy for kids. It's called the Cyber Quad for kids. It is a four-wheel all-terrain vehicle that's inspired by the design of the Cybertruck. And it looks pretty uncannily like the prototype of the Cybertruck. It's got a full steel frame. It's got a cushioned seat. It's got adjustable suspension. It's got rear disc brakes, LED light bars. It's an electric ATV, so you don't need gas, all-terrain vehicle. And it's for children ages 8 and up. It can adults easy does it. You better go on a diet. It can only hold a maximum of about 150 pounds. Estimated range of 15 miles. It recharges in about 5 hours. Top speed of about 10 miles per hour. And you can even go in reverse too. The company said it's going to start shipping in about 2 to 4 weeks, so it's going to be right around Christmas. Anybody want to guess? Anybody here who's standing around watching me do the show right now? How much over-under is the Cyber Quad for kids going to cost? What do you got? $1,000? No. You do not go to the Showcase Double Showdown anymore. It's not 10. They ain't going to sell none for $10,000. Anyway, $1,900. Go take a look at this. It's cool, but I'm gonna leave you this, and I'm gonna speak to the people who are in the 45-year-old and above, 45 to 60-year-old people right now. This is cool, but when you were a kid, you tell me if this $1,900 Cyber Quad for kids was it cooler than the big wheel? Oh, I just laid the hammer down. Who remembers the big wheel, kids? After the break, pull up a chair because Uncle Garfy's got stories of one of the coolest toys of the 1970s. Oh, yeah. I probably went through two big wheels. I don't even know if they still make them anymore. But I'm going to go low-tech on the High-Tech Texan Show. A lot of fun we're having here. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Go ahead, no. Grab it. No, the cocktails. The samples are free. Ruddles Mill. Oh, wait. Stand by. We are back. It's the radio business, people. Live radio is always fun. Michael is the name. We are at Goody Goody Liquor, Wine, and Spirits here in the heart of Houston, corner of Woodway and Voss, pretty much, right across from Second Baptist Church and Ruddles Mill Bourbon. You first in, you walk in, you see our big setup, our True Boy Barbecue. Jadeus, you have any more barbecue? Yeah. You got, oh, those sandwiches are so good. Pulled pork sliders, Hawaiian bread, great gift. Sin Barbecue, anywhere around the country that smoked meats right here from Houston area. TRUBOY, True Boy Barbecue. And we've got Ruddles Mill. And Ken, Ken's like shaking his head. We are not running out of Ruddles Mill to sample. They've got a lot of cases still left to sell. Great to taste. It's the straight rye. We also have straight whiskey come out here. We'll be here for another 45 minutes until 1 p.m. Central on this Saturday December 4th if you're listening live across Houston. And if you're listening around the world, unless you have a PJ, a private jet, you probably can't get here to sample, but you can get here before the goody-goody, G-O-O-D-Y, G-O-O-D-Y, goody-goody closes at 9 o'clock tonight. And remember, goody-goody in every liquor store in the state closes on Sunday, so hurry up and get here. This portion of our show, we are brought to you by FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K, FlexTechLLC.com. This is a Houston company that prioritizes and specializes in resources in recruiting, finding candidates for you to hire. And if there's been a theme throughout the pandemic, it's getting people back to work, keeping them happy and keeping them working and hired in so many industries. Yes, the restaurant industry, we hear about this thing, but the oil industry, whatever industry. I mean, here, even I'm in a retail outlet like now, and they've got such a great crew working. But at some point, you're going to need to hire some new people, or maybe you're looking for a job. FlexTech, your partner in recruiting, they've got phenomenal screening methodology. They got good candidate networks that's going to save you time and money while you're filling contract or contract to hire or direct hiring positions faster and certainly more accurately. And I do know this with Stephen Morrell, who's been in the industry 30 years. He's done it. We'll probably get him on the show next week. Definitely want to talk about the outlook of 2022 on the job area. But I know FlexTech, they improve candidate quality. They reduce your hiring risk. It adds so much flexibility to your workforce. I mean, for the next 3 weeks, like Jadeus, here's a true boy. He is getting so many online orders of trying to smoke his barbecue, package it up, put ice packs in there, then ship it out across the country. Jadeus, you may need to hire, at least temporary, you know, a number of different workers. You don't want to go out and figure it out. FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K-L-L-C. Actually, I know the guys that can hook you up. Use them for hiring professional staffing service. And so they are really good. So tune in next week. We're really concerned about the job outlook for help me and everybody else. We will talk about them next week. As we do continue the show from Goody Goody, looking at some of your emails over here. Hey, Garf, did you get your advent calendar yet? Ha ha. Man, come on, man. Ease up. Was it last year that I admitted I had no clue what an advent calendar was? I didn't know what it was. I don't know why it's called Advent. And then I went to my really good friends of ours' house, and they have an Advent calendar wine box. And I had to ask them what it was, and they couldn't even explain what Advent was, other than the fact that every night I get to punch open a hole and I get a new small bottle of wine. It's a calendar. You know what? Here's the best way to explain it. One of my favorite Christmas movies ever, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, the whole thing. During some of the segues between some of the scenes, there was this calendar that said December 21st, December 22nd, and you see the little fingers. I think it was their son. It was little music. It was, you know, a little 5-second insert, and he would open the window and it would say December 21st, December 24th. So that was I think that's a traditional calendar. It counts down to Christmas Eve, I think. Nowadays, the companies want to sell you something. So an advent calendar could be wine, beer, cheese, candy, candles. But to answer your question, no, I don't have an advent calendar. It's kind of like a mini, it's an expanded Hanukkah calendar. Because Hanukkah is 8 nights, and this calendar is, what, 24 nights or something, by the way, for all those celebrating Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to you. The second to last night of Hanukkah is tonight. And so if you feel like giving gifts, I'm more than happy to accept an Advent calendar for my Hanukkah gift. If you want to drop it off here at the Goody Goody store, 6401 Woodway near Voth, more than happy to take it. I'll be here for the next hour or so. What is Costco has a wine and beer advent calendar. These things sell for it's $100 for a wine advent calendar. And I guess you get 24 little bottles of wine. There's a beer calendar for $60. These are at Costco. That's not bad. Sam's and Target have a cheese advent calendar. Okay, I can dig that. I guess it's like the jelly of the month club. It's like a gift of the day club or something. By the way, and one of my dear listeners just sent this in, Advent is the four-week period leading up to Christmas. This year it takes place from November 28th through December 24th. All right, so you got four solid weeks. The tradition of Advent calendars began in the 1800s. German Protestants allegedly decorated their doors with chalk marks or lit candles to count each day leading to Christmas. Oh, it's a Christmas countdown. All right. And then his mother gave him 24 cookies. He ate one a day to count down. Man, I would not want to have a four-week-old cookie. And by the way, if you give a kid 24 cookies, tell him to eat one a day or her to eat one a day, that kid ain't going to do it. That kid's scarfing at least a dozen a day. I have no clue. By the way, do you start an Advent calendar at 1 or do you start it at 24? I'm a countdown guy. I'm in radio. I mean, I learned from Casey Kasem. Counting down all the way to the top. That's it. And at number 1, old St. Nicholas is here. And there you have it. Now, I go 24 to 1. Feel free to debate about that as we do continue the high-tech Texan show. Coming up, I am going to give you, I've got an interview with someone from the Houston Botanic Garden. This is this thing's been open a year. I had no clue it's been open because it opened during the pandemic. It is near Hobby Airport and it is a massive, it is gorgeous. My garden goober Randy Lemon would love this place. And they have lights, the holiday lights. And I went about a week and a half ago and it was such a blessing. They did such a good, and I've been to the zoo lights and I've been to Galveston this. And you know, I love walking through River Oaks and, you know, walking on people's lawns, you know, oogling and ogling. Got to tell you about this. We're going to talk with the executive director of the Houston Botanic Garden. You didn't even know these places existed. So stand by with that. It's something to do. Also, before the end of the show, we will make sure to give you the web addresses of all the partners we talked about, including our good friends over here at True Boy Barbecue. By the way, I didn't talk about the Big Wheel. I promised to do this real quickly. When you were a kid, if you grew up in the 70s, and I guess it was more of a guy thing, there was this toy. It was like a tricycle, but it was a plastic low-riding tricycle. It had a large front wheel. And I think that it was not Mattel, was it Marks, Lewis Marks and Company? This thing was the coolest. I had one. My parents are probably listening right now in Dallas on iHeartRadio. You remember I had one of these things? It was had like a red seat, yellow handlebars, and you would just go up and down the driveway, and the coolest thing ever, you would slam the brakes on, and then you would just try to like skid marks, and you would just kind of like do a slide and skid. Love this. And I bring this up is because Tesla and Elon Musk just came out with a electric ATV for $1,900. This is what the kids get in the 21st century. I had this. How much was this thing? This couldn't have been, what, $35 back in 1970? I love it. Somebody tell me a better gift in the 70s than the Big Wheel. 713-212-5950. We'll get to that so much more coming up. Give you an idea of where to go and take the family now through early January with some of these gorgeous lights. It is the High Tech Texan Show. We are back. Michael Garfield is the name. It is the very long-running High Tech Texan Show podcast, wherever you are listening to podcasts, any day of the week, any time of the day. We are here for you, but also on KPRC 950 AM. And this time of year, we're always in the gift-giving mood, the fun mood, the holiday lights mood. And also, we're hoping it's generally cold outside to give us some sense of winter. So far, so good as we kick off around Thanksgiving. And I got to do something pretty cool about a week ago. You know, everybody goes, you know, looking for holiday lights and Christmas lights. And, you know, I've done the typical, you know, let's drive through River Oaks before, you know, the people kick us off their property. And, you know, there's the zoo here. And then there's the pyramid down in Galveston. So I got invited to something that I wasn't familiar with at the Houston Botanic Garden. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm kind of familiar. I think I've been there, and I'm doing some research, and I get down there. I had no clue this absolutely gorgeous piece of property existed. And that's solely because it hasn't actually been around for more than a year. They have an unbelievable holiday light show. It's called Lightscape. But I wanted to find out and share with you a little bit more what's going on down there. And with that, I am joined by the president and general counsel of the Houston Botanic Garden. Her name is Claudia G. Vassar. She joins me. Happy holidays, Claudia.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
We'll start with this. I had no clue this thing existed. Tell me, I live up and down from Hobby Airport for, you know, like 25 years, just to shot down I-45. I have passed this thing, but it's only has been open for about a year. What's the history of the Botanic Garden?
That's right. So one of Houston's best kept secrets, new to the scene attractions, the Houston Botanic Garden opened last year. It's been an idea that's been around for a long time. People that have traveled the world, visited botanic gardens across the globe and said, why doesn't Houston have a world-class botanic garden, and set off to make it happen. So entered into a partnership with the city of Houston for this piece of property in 2015. We raised over $38 million to build it, and we opened our gates last year and have been operating for about a year to welcome people to this beautiful place in the city to enjoy plants and nature, to learn about plants and gardening, and to just kind of escape it all while being in the middle of the town. So this wonderful botanic garden is sort of like a zoo for plants in a way, where we have rare and exotic plants. We want people to see things that they don't see elsewhere, care and learn to care about plants and take their own role in taking care of our nature.
No, that's a great description. For those unfamiliar, tell us exactly where it is and how large is the property?
Yep. So we're about 130 acres, just across 45 from Hobby Airport. So south of 610, northeast of 45. So one exit, you know, outside the loop. And it's just a really central location, accessible by so many different ways for people from all over the city.
So this, obviously, it's open year round, I'm guessing. And when people go year round, let's just kind of like just slowly just went all at this final question before we get into the Lightscape. People can go. They walk through the gates and it's just at their leisure, just take a stroll and see trees and flowers. I mean, is this thing's indigenous to Houston? I mean, how do you describe what's growing there?
Yeah, so we're open year round. We're only closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Open 9 to 5 the rest of the days. And when you come in, we have a global collection garden, which you're transported to different parts of the world with all kinds of interesting plants from all over the world, which includes both native from our region as well as some rare and exotics from elsewhere. We have a culinary garden to learn about what edible plants you can grow in your own garden, wetlands, prairie, a family garden with a play area for kids, water play, and a lagoon, and lots of walking trails to walk around sort of natural areas. So lots of different things for people of all ages to enjoy both native and rare plants.
Yeah, well, it's Claudia G. Vassar. She is joining me. She is the president and general counsel of the Houston Botanic Garden. Without a doubt, I definitely want to go visit it again in a non-holiday time of year, which segues into, I went there last week or so during the holidays. You have transformed this into an absolutely gorgeous winter wonderland. It is up here for, I think, believe through January 2nd. It's called Lightscape. And just as you can imagine, you have taken so much of your acreage out there and you have tricked it out like it is Clark W. Griswold on steroids. It is, it is a holiday scene. Lightscape, is this something you work with other production companies, or was this you and your family hanging lights out there for 3 months?
Oh, it's an installation exhibition that came from Kew Gardens, started the Lightscape, their design team from out of Kew Gardens. They've been in Chicago for a few years and this year opened in New York, LA, Houston, and San Antonio in connection with Sony. And it's a really incredible installation that has great artistry of different experiences, lights that are that have synchronized to music, and sort of a fully immersive experience. So we have, you know, some of your typical sort of tree lights, as you mentioned, that you might see in River Oaks, but then some really unique and spectacular displays, tunnels, gigantic flowers that are lit up in lots of different ways, neon lights and strings. And so just lots of interesting and different types of lights experiences that you may not have seen elsewhere, including a fire garden. So kind of really thinking about the element of light and how, where it originates, and you know, really trying to get people to have a different way of experiencing lights during the holiday season that's still festive and fun.
I'm going to go back to the word you continue to use, experience. And I agree with this because it was an experience. I mean, we were there. I mean, we were there a good hour and a half, and it was, you know, it was nice and chilly, which is what we wanted it to be. We had some coats on, and you walk in. The music, yeah, obviously, it's just the sensory perception. I know you, as you said, you work with Sony Music, and so the music plays a big part. It was, I got to tell you, Claudia, it was a good walk. How many miles is that trail if you start to finish, which is a great exercise?
It's actually just under a mile, but we keep you interested kind of through all of the displays. So it makes it feel like a really, you know, quality experience. So yeah, it takes people about an hour to an hour and a half.
Instagrammable is the word, because, you know, so many people, I've got some really neat shots because the lights are so gorgeous and it's so lit, and the way you frame them up. I mean, it was a nice slow stroll because we're watching people, you know, all these, you know, they were doing their little TikTok dances and everything. So, which is great for you because you just, that's exactly, you want a hashtag Lightscape and HBG, I'm sure.
That's right. Absolutely. And we have a contest going right now so that if people post their Lightscape photos and use the hashtag weekly, we'll give away a family membership to the garden. So come on out and, you know, take your pictures, post your hashtags, and hopefully you can get that membership that'll let you come back over and over again throughout the year.
Talking with Claudia G. Vassar. She's with Houston Botanic Garden. You talk about membership. You talk about Lightscapes specifically. Give us the dates. Give us the hours are open, how to purchase tickets. And if this is something not only should, you know, are you recommend people just do some Lightscape, or I'm sure you're looking for year-long members and partners of the Houston Botanic Garden. So let's give the lay of the land here.
Absolutely. So during the day, we're open 9 to 5 on days that we don't run Lightscape. We close a little bit early on our Lightscape nights. Lightscape runs Wednesday through Sunday from now until January 2nd. And you can go online to get tickets at hbg.org. That's HBG for Houston Botanic Garden.org, and find all the information about tickets and memberships, both for during the day and for our Lightscape exhibition.
This is beautiful. Listen, it was an eye-opening experience to me because, you know, I think everybody, to really get in the mood, they, you know, if you don't decorate lights, you know, look, going around, I mean, my parents used to, you know, schlep me around as a kid every single year. Let's go look at the lights, you know, in the fancy parts of the city. But the fact is, I don't care where it is, people really should get the experience and just the whole perception this year of the holidays. Go find lights at some point, but I would recommend going check out the Houston Botanic Garden. Number one, just to see the light and lightscapes, but also to realize that this beautiful new 130 plus acre facility is there year round. But this is something I think the city of Houston has needed. And I know you and your team, your board of directors, fundraising, you've done a good job of really hard job of actually making this come to fruition.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a joy to be a part of bringing this to Houston. And we just know that once you come out, you will love it and it will exceed all your expectations.
There it is. It's hbg.org. It runs through January 2nd specifically. It's called Lightscape. And then other than Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year, they're open 362 days a year. Congratulations to you and your team, Claudia, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks so much. Same to you. I'll see you at the garden.
Yeah, all right. And I'm serious, people. Listen, it's not that I get into the Christmas spirit. It's not that I celebrate it, but I tell you, you got to go see this. It's absolutely beautiful. Just south of Loop 610, not too far from Hobby Airport. With that, I continue to get you into the holiday spirit with my continuation of my annual holiday gift guide. I got something if you're a big spender, but if also you're cheap like me, oh, I got some really good ideas here coming up. Michael Garfield is his name. It is the long-running high-tech Texan show. The final segment of our live show here. Come on, man. Time flies when you're having fun. I look over at Ken Eccles from Ruddles Mill Bourbon and Whiskey. You still have another bottle or so to sample and pour. And so I'll hang around a little bit more. I got to take some pictures with some people and sign a few of these bottles. We are at the Goody Goody Liquor, Wine, and Spirits store. Just west of the Galleria, Woodway and Voss. Let's do it that. G-O-O-D-Y, G-O-O-D-Y. Come on down. You got to pick up some holiday spirits. Get in the spirits of the holiday season. You're second to last night of Hanukkah. Second to last. By the way, I look at Judeus over here, who is he's serving some unbelievable barbecue. True Boy, T-R-U-B-O-Y, True Boy Barbecue. It's a great gift. Go to the website. They smoke the meats. They put them in the styrofoam cooler container. They ship them all over the country. Why didn't you make me some latkes? You know what a potato latke is? Yeah? Anybody got a dreidel? Let's spin the dreidel. It's just, you know, maybe I can give away the True Boy barbecue. Anyway, Judas, thank you so much for coming. It's a wonderful holiday present to ship some smoked meats, the turkey. You got some brisket. You got the pulled pork. You got the sausage. They wrap it up, and they'll overnight it to anybody else you want. Give somebody the true taste of Texas without actually being in Texas. Judas, you and I, was it 2 weeks ago? We were at the Fire Disc store. And by the way, a big shout out to Fire Disc, because somebody asked me, hey, Michael, I know you're at the liquor store. Did you bring a Fire Disc to cook some of the barbecue? We did not. Dude, faux pas, Garf, man, I totally should have done that. I do know right now the Fire Disc store, which is in Katy, we were there 2 weeks ago. They have a lot of product on sale too. They had an unbelievable Black Friday, and they brought some new ones in. This is a great, it is the ultimate propane cooker. Griff Jaggard and Hunter Jaggard and Big Dog Jaggard, and really true friends of mine. Just love the business and love the business model, but I love the product. What a great gift. I don't want to say that they had some limited editions for 50% off in the store. I don't quote me and don't feel, I want you to go over there, get one. If they don't have any limited editions for 50% off, you can use my name, Garfield. That'll get you 20% off. And if you want to do it online from wherever you're listening around the world, firediskcookers.com, Garfield, my last name, 20% off and free shipping to your door. And hurry up and do it right now. But this is the gift that keeps on giving. And so I appreciate their partnership and a lot of the accessories too. I mean, I'm boiling in this thing. I got lids. I've got ultimate cooking weapons and everything. It's fun. So I like working with my folks. I saw this, and you know, people want me to do crazy things. And I'm not a daredevil, but I don't mind having fun, and I don't mind doing things. Like it's no secret, I've actually had the opportunity to float in zero gravity years ago. I got to go up in the NASA's, what was it, the KC-135, the Vomit Comet. And so I got to do parabolas over the Gulf of Mexico. And so I experienced weightlessness. That was cool. I've scuba dived. I've jumped out of an airplane. I've done hot laps on motor speedways, driving myself or being driven by a NASCAR driver. Would I go to space? People want to know, would I go to space, since so many billionaires are shooting people into space? I don't know. I don't have a yearning to do it, number one, because right now going to space for all of 2 to 3 to 5 minutes, or however, they're experiencing weightlessness. And I've done that before. And I can tell you that hair floats above your head, which is pretty cool. I got pictures to prove it. The next celebrity going into the space is next Thursday, because you know William Shatner went about a month ago. The next celebrity going to space next Thursday on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin, Michael Strahan, the ex New York Giant, Texan, by the way, went to college right here at Texas at TSU. Now he's on. Strahan is on every single TV show I think produced. He's on Good Morning America. He flies across to Los Angeles to do the NFL Fox Sunday. The dude, he and Ryan Seacrest literally have more jobs. If you add up their jobs, they can actually make their own, you know, nationwide economy. Okay, I know I can do some of those things. Could you just spare your buddy Garf here just one of those jobs? I talk because I'm jealous, but I'm serious about this thing. Anyway, Strahan's going to space, and I see what Bezos is doing. He's getting free publicity. I'm talking about this thing for 90 seconds right now, talking about his Blue Origin spacecraft. Virgin Mobile, the Virgin one, I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about Elon Musk, little space. I don't know, if you're a billionaire. If I was a billionaire, I really wouldn't concentrate on space. I think we have enough issues in our own planet to actually try to help. Am I wrong about this, people? Talk to me. Anyway, Strahan and his gap tooth, he is going up. We wish him a lot of success. It's. I guess it's not dangerous, but I do wonder how much insurance, specifically a rider, they have on all of these four or five astronauts going up. And they get back, and it's good PR. Who is the next? Can we take a bet? Who's the next celebrity? Is it a Taylor Swift? They should send up some TikTok star and just leave that person up in space. And I say this because I don't know anyone specifically on TikTok, but I had to come up with an analogy like that. Godspeed to you, Michael Strahan, and anybody else who wants to go to space. But I'll wait my turn. I am one flight segment away from A-list on Southwest. That's my flight concern right now. All right, and I'm schwitzing to figure out how I'm going to get one flight segment in over the next 4 weeks so I can get A-list. And if anybody from Southwest Airlines is listening, and you know I am Southwest guy, this is an unpaid endorsement. All right, I'm from Dallas. I grew up watching. You know what? We really move our tails for you people. I got a companion pass. Big Daddy needs gives an A-list. That's what I'm worth. Take your space and leave it. I need one more flight segment on Southwest Airlines. We're going to wrap it up over here. It's such a fun time. I'm going to hang around. There's so many people who have came. For those of the longtime listeners who I know some of you guys, people who came up here and wanted to actually see what I look like after 20 years. And I guess it's flattering when they – is it flattering when they say, I didn't expect you to look like that? What do you expect people on radio to look like? I don't know. We're generally pretty ugly. That's why we're on radio. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be on Great Day Houston in about a week and a half. So if you slap some makeup and do my hair, I guess I'm semi-presentable. Hopefully the Great Day Houston and my good friend Deborah Duncan, they're going to, I don't know, use some sort of a filter on me. In about a week and a half, I will be on there, and I will be showing off four or five of my favorite products, some of which may be right here within my reach. Wink, wink. So, that video will be on my website at hightechtexan.com. I do want to thank my man Jay Long. Jay is the regional manager for Goody Goody. There are two Goody Goody stores in the Houston area. Maybe more to come. G-O-O-D-Y, G-O-O-D-Y. If you're in Dallas, you know it. Goody Goody has a massive stranglehold over here. I grew up with the Goody Goody brand on Dallas. They're great. Thank you for hosting us. Ruddles Mill. Ken, you did a good job, baby. You know what? Have a cocktail or 10. It's on me. We are not, I apologize because we didn't sell out every single bottle yet, but you know what? If we hang around maybe another 30 minutes, they're going to go. Check it out, R-U-D-D-E-L-L-S, Ruddles Mill. Great story and a wonderful taste. You can get the rye, you can get the straight bourbon. Wonderful proof. It's got a good price. It is the gift that keeps on giving. Come grab a bottle at either the Goody Goody stores and ask for it at your restaurants. Other than that, triplecrownbingo.com. Oh, this is I'm gonna visit Triple Crown Bingo at least once or twice. My kids are coming back in for the holidays. I'm gonna be seeing if I can win some money out on the Northwest side. Triplecrownbingo.com, Flex Tech Resources, Wanbridge Home, specifically Lakeside Conroe. Santa was there today. He really was. LakesideConroe.com. Go rent some of these beautiful brand new houses. Fire Disc, and everybody else who's been a part of this one. Listen, we keep this show for free because number one, who would pay for this show? but we do appreciate patronizing all of our partners because they are true, true partners. On behalf of everybody who's been a part of this show, and Turd and Callum, thank you so much. Mark Sherman, who kind of runs a lot of the programming here at our radio stations, along with Brian Erickson, and of course, the man himself, Eddie Martini, who's got the greatest last name. It's Martini, which I'm about to have one right now. Happy holidays to you all. We'll see you next week when Hanukkah is over. Christmas will be 2 weeks away. My name is Michael Garfield, and right now the show is over.